Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, I thought I'd heard a lot of nutty things out of Donald Trump. And now I'm beginning to realize why, even at his family love fest called CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida, over this weekend, even there, a bare majority said that they wanted him as the nominee in 2024. Just a bare majority. And this is the Trump base. This is the Trump family. This is the Trump blood brothers. And a bare majority, 55%, said that they wanted him as a nominee. And in the parking lot and in the interviews, people were saying, let's get beyond complaining about the last election. Let's come up with some ideas. Let's do something. No. His speech was bad. And then Sunday night, he gave an interview right after his speech. They asked him about January 6th, the insurrection. And Trump said, and I'm quoting, quote, and this is about the rally he spoke at just before he sent them up to attack the Capitol. That rally, he said, was, quote, a love fest and a beautiful thing. A love fest and a beautiful thing. There are people there are armed. They're armed with guns, but they're also armed with poles, with clubs. And he gets up there and says, you're never going to take back your country with weakness. You're never going to win with weakness. Go up to the Capitol. I'm with you, which was false. He was not with them. He went right back to the White House. His running dog, Giuliani, in another speech at the same time, said we need trial by combat, which was outlawed throughout Europe by the Vatican in the 13th century. And his son is up there just saying that it's going to be fun. Let's go up there and really do it. Trump said that this was a love fest and a beautiful thing. Now, remember something. That afternoon, during the riot, he also said to the insurrectionists, I love you. I mean, he throws the word love around kind of loosely. He doesn't love them. He stabbed them. Right after that, he said they were criminals. He had nothing to do with it. Saved his worthless behind. He said he loved them, and it was a love fest and a beautiful thing. Well, it was not a love fest. It was a violent fest. And it wasn't a beautiful thing. It was an ugly, thin thing, because an officer gets murdered, two others brain damaged, one three fingers ripped off, another one his eye poked out, another one stabbed with a spear, which is a pole, an insurrectionist trampled to death, a woman, another woman shot. That is not a beautiful thing. It's not a beautiful thing. That's an ugly thing, a very ugly thing. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Dick of Madison.
Man, I got an analogy and see if you agree with it on this CPAC / we got to have Trump at no expense. And it's a strange one, but it goes to the auto industry. Remember back when the influx of all kinds of vehicles from Japan and Europe, and we want something a little smaller and more efficient, and the American automobile makers decided, oh, we'll give you that. We'll give you a piece of junk, a Vega or a Pinto. And where'd that get the auto industry? Playing catch up for a long time. And I'm telling you right now, these guys want to go with him. I'm harping on it constantly. You go for it. Go for it. You'll be dragging out the worst possible candidate. You know, all they are is against everything Biden's trying to do, just like they were against Obama. How can you be against this COVID thing? It's got 75 to 80% approval. Double down with that and see where you go in 2 years during the midterms. I think they're in real trouble. And proof of it is, all they're doing in all these states they lost is trying more and more voter suppression. They don't have any ideas whatsoever. None.
Yeah, it's interesting, Dick. Let me respond, and I'm going to respond in two ways. One is, I agree with half of what you said, not the other half. I'll tell you what I agree with. I agree with everything you said about CPAC and COVID. I don't agree with you about the American auto industry. I bought American cars all my life. Started out with a Rambler. I don't know if anybody remembers the American Motors car. You started it, there's like a button panel, and you started a terrific car. And then I had a Ford LTD. Then I had a series of Oldsmobiles, Oldsmobiles. And then I had a Lincoln, 2002 Lincoln, that I drove for 15 years, magnificent car. Then I got another Lincoln, and it's a something like a 2015 model, MKS. It was only manufactured for a year or two. Magnificent car. I like to drive my cars a long time. American cars, I think, are the best. And they get competition from Japan. They get competition from Europe, and that's fine. But I always buy American cars. And I don't think that American cars were junk. I think that they're very good. I've driven them all my life. Now, when it comes to CPAC, though, in the response to COVID, I agree with you 100%, Dick. 100%. 100%. CPAC is a sickness. Remember something. That is not exactly the Republican Party. That's not Mitt Romney. That's not Liz Cheney. That's not even Ben Sasse. And the fact is that Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney are the Republican Party that I knew at one time. Now, I did not vote for it. George H.W. Bush, when Eisenhower was president, I was too young to vote. But these were people who had a slightly different point of view about some issues, usually taxes and unions. But they were patriots. They did not betray us to the commie Ruskies. They were not crooked. And that's what we need, is a conservative Republican Party that does not betray us to the commie Ruskies, stands with our European allies, and is not crooked. And frankly, if the Republican ticket in 2024 were Mitt Romney for president and Liz Cheney for vice president, that would be a strong ticket. I would vote for Joe Biden. But if I woke up the next day and the Romney-Cheney ticket had won, I would say that the Trump fever is broken and America is back on track. Very sadly, I don't know if that's going to happen, because even though a bare majority of CPAC, which is not technically a Republican conference, it's a so-called conservative conference, even though 95% of them said they approved Trump's policies, only 55%, a bare majority, who are his most avid supporters, said they wanted him as the nominee in 2024. And that's going to go down, as they don't hear from him as much. And he's Johnny One Note. He's a one-trick pony. All it is I was robbed. Truth is, Hillary Clinton was robbed. Al Gore was robbed. Those are true statements. Both won the popular vote. But we're not going to relitigate 2016. And we're not going to let him relitigate 2020. But if he wants to, that's fine. Joe Biden won by 7 million votes. And Joe Biden got 306 electoral votes. So if they go that sick path, it looks like they're not stupid enough to end up with a low life like Josh Hawley, but they don't have Trump. They have a Cruz. My God, that would, you know, just aesthetically displeasing as well as intellectually displeasing, policy-wise. But whoever else they come up with to try to sneak around and suck around, you know, a Pence and a Rick Scott, those kinds of people. Rick Scott, they have to be careful about, because Rick Scott took the fifth in front of a grand jury about Medicare fraud. Got away with that in Florida. He's not going to get away with that nationally. And Mike Pence, they're rolling through the hall saying, hang Mike Pence. If they had caught him, quite frankly, they had a gallows outside, they would have hung him. A crowd like that could strangle him in a minute. They would have ripped him apart like a medieval mob. So I don't see him going anywhere. I don't know who they're going to nominate. If they had any sense at all, they'd nominate Romney and Cheney. I don't think they are. But I agree with you. Dick from Madison is a good point. If they pursue the CPAC route, they're toast. Because not only will the Democrats unite unanimously against them, and not only will independents beat them 3-1, but Republicans. It's not just going to be people in the suburbs like last time. It's going to be people all over the place. We are not willing to put up with right-wing nut jobs of that degree. And Joe Biden, they may like him, they may not like him, but basically he's solid. He's in there doing a good job, doing his best on the pandemic, on COVID. And you're right, Dick. $1.9 trillion for COVID relief. Apparently they're going to strip out minimum wage in the Senate and try to pursue it in another bill. I think it should stay in, but whatever happens, it's still $1.9 trillion. And what's that for? $1,400 for most Americans. Continued unemployment comp, which expires in 2 weeks until the fall, tied people over to the recovery. Payment for vaccines. I mean, you got to pay for the vaccines. These companies aren't making them for free. Distribution of the vaccines. They got to get in arms. Doesn't go any good to vaccines in the lab. They got to get to a warehouse. Then the warehouse, they got to get to hospitals and pharmacies and other centers. And some of them need intense refrigeration, 90 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Some require less of a deep freeze, but still a freeze. Some just a little bit of refrigeration. They're all manufactured differently. Somebody has to figure that out. Somebody has to pay for that. The truckers that haul the stuff have to be paid. People that own the trucks have to be compensated for the gas, the wear and tear, and a profit, a reasonable profit. That money has to come from somewhere. A lot of the states are close to bankruptcy. Their tax revenues are going down. Who's going to pay for that? Well, that's part of this relief bill. And here's the sad thing. Not a single Republican senator is going to vote for it. That's my prediction, and I think that's true. Not even Murkowski, because she's trying to throw a bone to her base in Alaska. People come in out of the woods and they go, well, I want a conservative. I don't know why they want a conservative. You get more subsidies in Alaska from their oil industry and federal government than anywhere, but that's what they say. So she's got to put on her conservative hat. I get it. Mitt Romney in Utah, probably the same thing, although he has greater stature out there. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Keep me searching for